Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We are thrilled you're here today. We really are. If you're new to these, we would love for you to make it sort of a daily habit, daily practice to listen to these every single weekday where we take a couple of minutes and try to offer some encouragement, some practical next steps. And if you've been around these a while, we would be honored if you'd consider sharing them. If you'll post it to social media or shoot somebody a text or an email, we'd love to encourage as many people as possible. Today, I want to talk about two simple words, this idea of being kind. If there's anything that's missing in this world today, it is kindness. It just seems like people are no longer kind to one another. One of the examples I often think about is in my own life, how my blood pressure goes through the roof when somebody cuts me off or they slow down or whatever in traffic. There's something about traffic that brings out the worst in me. No matter, you know, how good my life is going and how blessed I am, I get so frustrated behind the wheel. Well, chances are we all have those things. For some people, it's the grocery store. For other people, it's work. For other people, it's even in the home. But one of the things I want to encourage you with today is to be kind to the people around you. Be kind to them. Show them the love of God. So I want to give you three practical ways to do that. Three practical ways that I hope will be helpful. And it springs from this idea of what Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2:17 when he said, treat everyone you meet with dignity. Let me read that again. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. How do you do that? Well, one way is to offer unconditional forgiveness to them. Offer unconditional forgiveness to them. So often, we want God to forgive us of all of our sin, but then we don't want to offer that forgiveness to other people. In fact, one person came to Jesus and said, how many times must I forgive my brother? Seven times? And Jesus responded, no, I tell you, 70 times seven. In other words, unlimited forgiveness. Here's what 2 Corinthians 2:7 says. When people sin, you should forgive and comfort them so they won't give up in despair. And so I know it's normal. I know it's normal when somebody hurts us to want to hurt them back or write them off. But listen to what Jesus said in Luke 11, verse 4. He said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. What we're saying is, God, just as you forgave me, God, I want to forgive other people. Here's a second way to be kind to people. Be patient with them. Overlook their quirks. Now, it's no secret. We all have quirks. I certainly have my own things that drive other people crazy. And I hate to admit it, but you do too. And so one of the things that I think is powerful when we're kind to other people is we overlook those things that are a little bit quirky. Ephesians 4 verse 2 says, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's fault. And so this is a powerful way to be kind, to say, you know what? We all have our hangups. We all have our quirks. We all have our passions. You know what? I'm going to overlook those things. Here's a third way. Be agreeable when you disagree. Be agreeable when you disagree. You don't have to agree with everybody. You can disagree with people without being disagreeable. 1 Peter 2:17 in the Message says, treat everyone you meet with dignity. And so this includes people that you don't agree with, people that vote differently than you or prefer different things than you do. Treat every single person with that dignity. That's powerful. Jesus totally gets what it means to show kindness to people. In Luke 6:35, he says to love your enemies and to do good to them. And it starts with us laying down our need to be right, our need to win every argument, our need to have everyone that looks like us and talks like us and thinks exactly like us. And so today, I want to encourage you, be kind. Be kind to the stranger. Be kind to the coworker. Be kind to that family member. Today, if you're trying to figure out how do I apply scripture to my life, see people the way that Jesus sees them. When God sees you, he chose to be kind to you, and he honors your obedience when you decide to be kind to other people. Well, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you'll make plans to join us for tomorrow's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.